What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy asking the question this morning on whether or not destination weddings are yay or nay. We got a message from our girl Kelly this morning that's weighing in.
Yes, Kelly wrote us on Instagram and she said, "Hey you guys, my name is Kelly and I wanted to reach out to get some insight from your listeners. I've been dating my boyfriend for 2 years now and last weekend we got engaged, which I really still can't believe. Before last weekend, I truly never in my life thought about my wedding. I was never the girl with the secret Pinterest board. Even deciding on what ring to get was a struggle. My now fiance says he doesn't care either way what we do when it comes to celebrating our love. I'm leaning towards a destination wedding because I know if I did something here, I would feel this weird sense of pressure to invite everyone, and I feel like it would snowball into something bigger than I truly want. My thought on a destination is that it would be fun and a vacation for everyone attending, but I fear the ones who mean the most to me might not be able to attend. Like, I don't envision my 90-year-old grandma getting on a plane, but that's neither here nor there. I don't know what to do at this point, and I really want to hear from your listeners to see if anyone else has thoughts on this, has experienced this, or has attended this as a guest. Thanks again, Moose and Breezy. Love the show."
Okay, thanks for writing in, Kelly. This is a great question because there's so many people that do have destination weddings.
Yeah.
But obviously, you can invite everyone. And, you know, it's the argument that was had between my parents and my brother when he was getting married. He wanted to get married in Italy. It was like,
you know,
your grandma wants to be a part of your wedding. There's no way she can get on a flight and go to Italy, so therefore she can't be a part of your day.
Yeah.
And it's like there are so many people who are in your life that you might be very close to. It's not realistic for them to travel like that. It's just not.
But then again, it's not their day.
It's not their day, but you have to decide, is this somebody you care if they're there or not? It's going to hurt them.
Right.
Because they're really going to want to be there.
Sure.
But absolutely. not everybody's capable of traveling like that. Unless, you know, you're doing something like Florida or South Carolina. But why? What is the I don't know, why the destination wedding?
Well, she said, I mean, like, it would trim the fat of people who, like, really don't want to be there or can't afford to be there. They're not going to be there. And I think her idea behind it is, like, those people would come if I had it here out of convenience for them, but I'm not getting married out of convenience for other people. I'm getting married because I want to.
See, I just got an invitation in the mail yesterday for my good friends who are, they live in LA, but they're going to get married in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ugh. I'm like, yeah.
So supportive.
I know. I've done the destination weddings. I've done the Aruba, the Bahamas. I've done all that. And I'm like, it's so much money.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, but again, it's a vacation for the guests. Like, it's an excuse for them to go on vacation because I don't know any other time that they would just be like, yeah, let's go to Aruba.
I'm telling you right now, any guest that gets an invitation in the mail for a destination wedding is pissed. They're not like, oh my God, this is going to be fantastic. They're pissed because automatically they're thinking of the money coming out of their wallet.
Then they don't go. I mean, and if you want a smaller wedding, I think destination is the way to go.
Would you do it?
So I've also been like quasi thinking about this because like I have always wanted to go to Atlantis, Bahamas. Always. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I know she interned Joe. She almost started a GoFundMe page for it.
So close to doing that. But for me, I mean, I have to like research what's safe or not to get married at.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Because you also have a grandmother in her 80s. Would she be capable of attending that wedding?
I don't know. That's a question we're going to need to dabble in when the question gets popped. But like
Grandma Jill,
it's not like I can just go to like any island because it's not safe for all LGBTQ couples. So it's hard to like, you really have to research that. You can't just like go and hope for the best.
Sure.
Right.
You'll get killed.
Literally.
It's scary. It's really scary. But I mean, there are some places like my ex just got married. I think in like, I don't know where she went, but it looked like an absolute blast. And, I mean, the people that want to be there will be there. They'll make it work. If they care about you enough and they want to do that for you, go for it.
Yeah. There's been a couple of weddings where I had to say no to, where I was invited to be a groomsman. But my best friends, you know, the one that got married in Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
I stood up with him at his wedding. That was a very expensive trip. But like you said, those were the people. They're like my brothers. I had to be there, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the memories are in the books now. We remember that trip forever because we did. We had a blast.
Let's get to some text here. My biggest advice is to have the wedding that you want. And if you want a destination wedding, go for it. But don't think that people will come. You'd be surprised. If that's what you want, then do that. But don't base your wedding around other people. My wedding was local and a huge headache. Sometimes I wish we just chose a destination to cut out the stress.
Listen, whether you do a wedding farther away or whether you do it here locally, a wedding day is going to be a headache regardless.
Destination weddings are the worst because they cause stress for everyone that's invited. Okay. I know a couple who have done a destination wedding and not been able to invite everyone in their family that they would like to. Really put a distinction on them throwing a party back here after they got back so all of their loved ones can come or live stream the ceremony as well. That could be something to look into.
We got a message coming. I'm reading this right now from an Emily that says, good morning, guys. I made it clear to friends that I will not be upset or sad if they RSVP no, because I know it would be a huge financial burden to some. However, we are in a place, my fiance and I, of possibly experiencing no-shows at our destination wedding. Getting married in July, and I'm very, very nervous that people are just not going to show. That would suck too, especially if you pay for them to be there.
Yeah.
They're just like, they text you a month later. Sorry, we missed it.
Sorry.
Yeah. You guys still there?
This person says, no, that's not true at all. Wanting to be there doesn't apply when you have to spend $3,000 on a trip. I don't know. If you care about me, you'll do it. Sorry.
Yeah, but you're like I said, your grandma cares about you, but she's probably not capable of doing it.
You guys, I mean, like, yes, a typical wedding guest isn't going to spend $3,000, but if you're a bridesmaid, you're definitely spending that regardless. And I'm not going to make my, you know, bridesmaids go on like this lavish bachelorette. It'd probably just be at home because we're already doing the big thing when we do the wedding. So it's all going to come out in the wash.
I find this to be incredibly selfish, but my friend of a friend. So my friend gets, you know, has to go to a wedding. She's got to be in the wedding. The bachelorette party is in Tennessee. Okay, they all go to Tennessee. And instead of getting married here, she decides we're just going to do it in Florida for no apparent reason at all. So now they're spending money on the bachelorette. Then they're spending money to go to Florida. This wedding cost everybody thousands.
Mine was the opposite. The bachelorette was in Florida and then the wedding was in Tennessee.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's the place to do it, I guess. But I guess my question is, just out of curiosity, let's say there is a destination wedding and you got to spend a buttload of money. That's the gift, right? You don't have to spend money on a wedding gift?
Sure. Let's say that. But also, like, that triggers me because I spent $300 on a flight to Florida and then I spent $400 on a flight to Tennessee for things that were surrounded by you. I think the destination wedding is a everyone thing. Like, it's not just, oh, I'm going to this wedding and I'm going to this bachelorette because I have to. It's like, I'm going on vacation.
Yeah, so
that's like,
before
I moved, spend money, spend it that way.
Yeah, so before I moved home, me and my ex-girlfriend, her best friend got married in Mexico. So we go to Puerto Vallarta. I think that's what it is.
Ooh.
We stay there for 3 days. We do the wedding. And then we take a vacation up north to Sayulita, Mexico. We stay there for 4 nights. Pretty sketchy, but also extremely fun. But we made a whole trip out of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That was the destination wedding. And also people in the wedding party came with us. And
sure.
So it was a big party. But at the same time, I'm like, this is costing me a fortune.
Not you touring around Mexico.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
Yeah, it's very well traveled. Kelly, thanks so much for weighing in. And best of luck. Decisions like these, tough decisions,
mm-hmm.
You just got to flip a quarter. And whatever George Washington tells you to do, that's what you got to do.
Flip that quarter.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98KXY.
What's the one thing on this show we're not going to do?
We are not going to reward bad behavior.
I feel like our new segment has just turned into us not rewarding bad behavior. We should just rename it to that.
We're not going to do it. We never have. We never will.
But tensions were high last night at Record Archive. I will say that.
Yes, they were.
You know, we love our mayor, Fleeky Maliki, but kind of got into it yesterday with one of our faves, Brett Davidson from News 10 NBC. So there was a public event to announce Party in the Park, obviously mm-hmm. The lineup, everything's going to happen, things of that nature. And Mayor Malik Evans was available for off-topic questions afterward, and he was approached by our boy, Brett. And
he was not having it. Let's just say that
he was not kind. And he said, end quote, Brett has a question. I don't talk to him. He's a loser. Oh, okay. So,
but I don't know if he was referring to Brett or the other individual that they were talking about who made a comment. I can't figure out because Brett was standing right in front of him. I don't know if he called him a loser.
But he said, Brett has a question. I don't talk to him. He's a loser.
Oh, that would...
So I think that quote kind of just solidifies everything.
Okay.
So, listen, it's giving Sandra Doily because, like, if you're a public figure, you need to handle things with professionalism and grace. And no matter how angry you are with journalists, media, paparazzi, whatever the case may be, you can't have a public outbreak like that because it's going to cause some problems. And it's just like, I don't know, this person's like leading our city and like screaming at media. Like, I don't know, I don't love it. I just don't love it.
Let me see if this works. I want to see if I can play a clip of it.
Yeah.
Putting our residents first, and that's the most important thing.
What is that supposed to mean, using me as a political hack?
I don't know, Brett. You have to go back and ask, but I think that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that they're using
what
you.
What do you hear?
It's just what I'm hearing,
who's
Brett.
Who's they?
You and others that are involved.
Who are you hearing it from?
Probably your, the interview that you gave. But again, public safety is our number one priority. We have not heard from...
I was like, they were getting into it. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I'm in the kitchen making salmon.
In the middle of
watching this live.
Yeah.
Watching this live.
You know, but just trying to buy some vinyl, you know? But
granted, you know, the mayor's job is not an easy job whatsoever. Tensions are high. The guy's probably stressed out. He's had enough. But still, you gotta hold your composure, I would think. And he totally attacked.
Fleeky Maliki, big mad.
Huge. What are some items you guys are officially cutting back on? Because everything today, obviously, just seems so expensive. We know Trump put a little bit of a pause on those tariffs yesterday. But yesterday made the decision, you know what? I got to stop buying toilet paper. It's just too much. Every one of us has to make some tough choices. I made mine. What are you cutting back on? We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Welcome back to the show, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
What a day yesterday was.
What a day. What are some items you are officially cutting back on because of the rising cost of goods? Yesterday, I made the decision to stop buying seafood. You know, I was going with toilet paper too, but I was like, you know, I'm already a big fan of Dude Wipes. I don't need the toilet paper. Let's cut back on that.
Also, you could just buy a bidet.
That's true too.
Great.
Yeah. It was announced yesterday that Trump put a pause on tariffs. In which, yeah, the stock market did better than it's done in weeks. However, a lot of people are saying the damage is done. So we're just wondering, what are some things in the last month you've had to cut back on? Yesterday, I was in Aldi's. I can't lie to you. I'm sorry. You guys know me better than that. Yesterday, I was in Wegmans.
Oh, my God. Jesus Lose. Is shaking his fist at the sky right now.
Yesterday, I was in Wegmans. This older woman had a meltdown in the aisle over the cost of Eggo waffles. She lost her mind. $3.99? I can't afford that. She goes, what is going on in this country? And not for nothing, but those waffles have always been that price. They've always been that price.
Lego my ego.
Right? What have you guys recently cut back on? 585-252-9800. Breezy?
So I feel like I've like always done this, but I'm just doubling down. I feel like I'm just buying things secondhand. Always. Like, I'm never going to buy something new. Facebook Marketplace all the way.
Yeah.
There's no tariffs on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, but is there anything, like, you really need that you're no longer buying?
I won't buy eggs. I refuse.
Won't buy eggs.
I won't eat them anymore. Unless I'm, like, out at a restaurant or, like, doing brunch or something, I'm not going to, like, go eat eggs. Nah, I'm good.
You're probably paying more at a restaurant, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Joe?
I mean, I'm also not buying eggs, but... I'm also not buying avocado. Yeah.
Oh, avocado.
Oh, the avocado. Yeah, avocado.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I saw one rolling around.
Always so expensive, though.
I saw one rolling around in the Wegmans parking lot yesterday. I was like, do I grab this one?
Like one take of those it home, wash it. Commercials?
Yeah. It's just one avocado in the parking lot trying to find its way out of the East Ave parking lot because we all know what it's like parking there.
A nightmare.
Absolute nightmare. Meredith is here and she says, hey guys, I officially have stopped purchasing salmon. I eat it four nights a week. It was $5, would seem like, for a piece. Now it's close to $8.
Wow. The news right now is saying you should start holiday shopping right now.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yes. Holiday shopping at its best right now. Good morning, guys. Unfortunately, I had to put a hold on purchasing a home for the next year or so. I can't afford a piece of plywood, let alone a whole house. We all have to make sacrifices, you guys. It's really tough.
Yeah.
Okay, this person says, I'm cutting back on my hours working at Wegmans to save money because I always end up spending more money at Wegmans when I'm working longer shifts.
The amount of times I've said Wegmans on this show, I feel like Danny owes me a check. I feel, or just a trip on his yacht. Just, you know, something. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, PXY.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Gabriella. I just wanted to comment on what you guys were talking about. So I don't know how many other people are completely strapped from cash, thanks to our lovely president. So I will not be participating in coloring eggs this year.
The old egg coloring?
Because of the cost of eggs.
So I have two daughters. They're like 6 and 8. And every year since they were little, my mom and dad and them would paint eggs on Easter weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, well.
And you're not doing that now because why?
Because I can't afford eggs. What do you think?
That's the reality for most Americans right now.
Listen, I had to very calmly, like, break the news over the weekend, letting my daughters know that Easter is pretty much canceled, thanks to our president.
Canceling Easter because eggs, because you can't color eggs.
Tradition, I would cancel it too.
I mean, you try telling kids with tears in their eyes that the Easter Bunny won't be showing up this year.
Yeah, but
it's
you
absolute thing.
But do you really just need eggs? I mean, there's 100 other things you can do on Easter. I mean, it's a tradition.
I mean, the eggs are a big part, and then I'm sure the cost of a chocolate bunny is skyrocketed. It's probably tariffs on it, to be honest.
It's absolutely disgusting, and I just wish I knew the turmoil that myself and other families would be, you know, going through before getting married and having kids. I mean, I never have had kids.
You what?
I would have never had kids.
You would have never had kids if you knew the tariffs were going to be a thing in 2025?
No, listen, it costs too much.
I mean,
how do your kids feel about that?
Listen, guys, this is truly not me just being dramatic. This is me being the realist. Like, and some people just aren't ready for the truth. I love my kids. But with the cost of living and eggs today, we will not be celebrating Easter.
Things are tied all over. Everyone's strapped for cash.
Aside from the coloring of the eggs, what are some other traditions you guys do?
Well, now I can't afford anything, so we don't do anything.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, listen. Okay? The tariffs, as of right now, as of everything that happened yesterday, are pretty much good to go. Except maybe China. I don't know what happened. I fell asleep before I could figure out what happened with China. But Trump fully backed off of most of them.
There's a little bit of a freeze going on right now, Gabriella. So the eggs might be in your favor. I don't know. I would head to Wegmans and try and buy a couple of cartons.
Yeah. We'll wake up and they will be the cost of my car note.
Is there anything that you can do to, like, maybe still celebrate but also be, like, cost effective? Like, you can't go to the dollar store and grab a couple of goodies?
I can't. I cannot afford anything. I mean, maybe we could eat the eggs after they color them. How about that?
So you are going to get the eggs?
We would have to eat the eggs. I'm not wasting any eggs.
No, of course. So you have to eat the eggs, but you got to hard boil them.
You do you. Times are tough all over.
You know what? At the end of the day, it's probably not a holiday that we're going to be celebrating this year.
That's so tough for your kids. I do feel bad.
I mean, but good for everyone else that can afford it. Must be nice.
Oh, the must be nice. Yes.
Must be nice.
Of course.
Well, Gabriella, I do have a gift card for Tops we can possibly try and hook you up with here.
Don't worry. There will be nothing on it, so don't get your hopes up.
I'll do anything I can to try and help you out, you know, just so the kids can wake up on Easter morning to their normal traditions. But I thank you for calling in, okay? I'll put you on hold. Maybe instead of coloring eggs this year, I'll come over and you can paint me.
Ew. Oh, my God.
You're so crazy.
Hey, stay there. I think she likes me.
She's obsessed. Until she gets the gift card with zero balance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.